Welcome to Zoom. Enter your meeting ID. Enter your participant ID followed. You are in the meeting now. There is one other participant in the meeting.
Hello, hello. Hey, Nikki, good morning. How are you? Nikki, do you hear me? I don't hear you. Nikki, you want to see if Moshe is able to come into you?
Well, I don't know what
else
to put
in
here.
There you go. Now I
hear you.
You got chairs?
Yeah.
Hang on.
I have to call now.
How come my stuff
doesn't
work?
What's going on? Why is it messed up?
Mike, go on your screen by audio and do leave computer screen. Leave computer audio.
Thank you.
You good, Yuna?
Yeah, I'm in. Okay, let's get started.
Hey, Rachel, are you on?
Okay.
I have to start there,
but I'll hop on.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I'm going to join.
Hop on what?
Hey, let me get my computer.
Okay, are we all set?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Right. Marcy and Rachel. Let me know, are you guys ready?
Okay.
All right, but I hear like five echoes.
Yeah?
There are a lot of echoes. Talk. Okay, Mike, what's going on? Guys, Mike, you got to figure this out. Go to the computers where it says join audio. Click there and click leave computer audio if you're calling on the phone.
I'm on my computer. I'm in the conference room.
Okay, so then Nikki, go check Nikki's computer to make sure that she's not on the phone and the computer at the same time.
I'm right here, and I don't have a volume on my computer. That's why I call in on my phone.
No, that's good. I'm also calling on my phone, Nikki.
So where's the echo?
Every time you talk.
Me?
Whatever. Let's get started.
Is this better?
Yes, that's good. Now there's no echo. But, Nikki, I can't hear you or see you now. Mike, where's Rachel?
Yeah, so she's joining. I think this is probably her, no? I think, is she on? She told me she's joining. Let me bring my computer into one of their rooms. Hang on.
Rachel says she's getting on. She's in there. She's trying to get on now.
Yeah.
I'm getting on. I just
have a little bit of a
time.
What's up? Oh, what are you getting on?
I have issues. Hello.
All right. Everyone's here? All right. Let me just send this message. Okay. Fine. Let me share my screen. We have a lot of things to talk about today, so we're going to jump right in. Let me share this first. Okay, everyone see Slack? So is everyone up and running with their Slack on the computer?
I set Nikki up and Rachel yesterday.
Okay. So Nikki, I just sent you a message in Slack if you could respond. Rachel, I sent you an email, a message this morning. Did you get it? You're on mute.
Yes.
Okay, great. So just I want to see, did Did Nikki, did you get an alert that popped up that showed you that I sent you a text, Slack?
I just got a notification that said you sent me one.
Great. So then open it up, and then I'm going to, you guys to both respond to make sure that I see that it's working. Rachel, if you could do the same. There we go. Thank you. There we go. And make it boom. There we go, guys. This is our internal texting communication. Quick, here, there, boom, boom, boom. All right? So if I ever wanted to do it. What?
We're still using email besides this.
Of course we're using email, but if I have a quick question and I want to send a message to Rachel and Nikki and Moshe, and I want to say, hey, real quick, are we all set for SOC for John Doe tomorrow? You guys all just got a message, yes?
Yes.
So, Nikki, you got it also?
I did. I'm trying to get back to my Zoom now, but I see I'm getting a notification that just popped up.
Perfect. So this, like my shit, is not replacing email, but this is for quick back and forth. Okay. That's with Slack. Let's minimize that for a second. Okay. Nikki, thank you for your email that you sent this morning with regards to our friend Darlene, right?
Yes.
Let me edit this. We're going to do screen two. You sent a message regarding Darlene. I saw this email that came in from Janelle. This was this morning at 1 a.m. or something, whenever it came in. Basically, you asked them, could we start at it? They said, of course, no, we cannot start. They're trying. They're backed up. That's perfect. That was this morning. Now, I got a message then a few minutes later at 10:35 this morning. I got an email from Barracuda, which they asked like this. For Darlene Tucker, Rucker-Burk, please review and advise if we can accept the attached case for PCS care. Ms. Rucker has asked a PCS from you. Let us know when you can start. So, and it came along with a service plan, not a service plan, a service request form. You see it?
Yeah.
So this seems to be, it could be that it's because of your email to them that now the now they're sending it out. I say, okay, I'm ready to go. Is that what you gather from it as well?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I'm going to reply back. Good morning. We can assist this member with the start date of ASAP. Can you send the service plan for 312? Let's see what they reply back. Make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome. Send. Okay. So now what I'm doing over here, if you look at Smart Sheets over here, service request form received. We requested an SOC for 312.26 at Nikki. What's Nikki's last name? There we go. Please arrange with Perla. Perla did not do an assessment, you right?
She can't do an assessment without the approval. She can go out now that we got the paperwork.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Please arrange with Perla Nurse to complete an assessment. Perfect. So, save now.
Is she going today? Is Perla doing that today? Because she's not here today. She's a caregiver.
She won't be doing this one today. She's a caregiver, and she's going to go do that new one that we got yesterday.
Perfect. So if she can't do that, fine. We could schedule her for tomorrow, and then we'll be able to update the smart sheet with the name. So one thing I just did, I don't know if you realize, Nikki, is when I did at Nick N. Williamson, you're going to get an email in about a minute from, it looks like it's coming from Smartsheet. Okay? Now that email from Smartsheet is basically saying, that you hear what I'm giving you a notification that someone tagged you in a Smartsheet note. So that it's another way for me to, you know, to get anyone's attention. Or if you reply back to this, right, I'm going to get a notification. Nick N. Williamson replied back to a message, you know, that you messaged her in Smartsheet. So this is not for notification. This is not for conversation. This is more for just notification. So this status over here for Darlene Rucker Burtz is now the aid is HR compliant, and the referral status is auth requested, because I'm waiting for the authorization. I have to follow up, let's say, tomorrow. And this is their information, their phone, their address, everything like that. We see that it's CareSource, it's a transfer case, and agency nurse, date, we don't have it yet, but once we know it, we'll be able to update this to say tomorrow or the next day. Good?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So we went through Smartsheet this morning with Nikki. Rachel saw that yesterday, and I think Nikki got the hang of it. She pinned it to her desktop, and I told her exactly what to fill out on the – meaning, even though it's called a patient database, I told her to fill them out even on all the referrals. I just want to make sure that's correct. I told her I'll double-check with you.
Oh, 100%, yeah. Meaning if any referral – well, really, Rachel's going to be doing the new referrals, right, Nikki? Meaning if first going to Rachel, she accepts them from Barracuda or CareStar. Rachel, you're going to be filling in this form that we looked at yesterday for new patients. And then you could give the paper over to Nikki. So Nikki, you're not really getting, unless someone calls you directly, but for the most part, Rachel or myself or whatever are going to be filling in the new referral, the form, so it gets added to the database. And once we're on the database, that's where Nikki will further explain where you're going to go in and enter notes. So for example, Darlene, once you schedule the nurse, you're going to go into the note over here, and you're going to write, Nurse Perlock is doing assessment on 3/12/26 at 11:30 a.m. Once you hit enter or you click this blue little thing, it saves the note. You see?
Nikki, you see?
Yeah.
We lost you?
I'm sorry?
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that you were here. You heard what Judith was saying. So basically...
I was watching.
This new patient form, I guess that's primarily for Rachel to fill out.
Correct. Okay.
Rachel will tag me.
Well, is that Nikki?
I told Rachel we'll tag team it.
Amazing. Great.
That's fine.
Very good. Now, that's that. Okay. Now, I got another email, which is SP. I don't know if I replied. How do I see if I replied to this? Is there a way, Rachel, Nick, do you know, is there a way to see what I replied to?
Okay, say that for me again. I don't think I understood you.
I just want to know, is there a way in these Barracuda encrypted emails, sent items, here we go.
Sent items, yes. Yes.
Okay, let me see. 3/11 at 11:53. yes, I sent that. Okay, and this one? Perfect. So here's the new referral that we got that I said we can start on 3/13. I'm going to show you what it is, Rachel. I'll enter it now while we're on the phone. It's in Warren. No, not this one. It's this one. It's in Warren also. Okay, so I'm going to add this one to the system now. Just bear with me for just a minute while we do it. And then we'll be able to go from there. PC, PC, date of birth is 07-02-1971.
What's PC mean?
That's the initial of the initial of the patient.
Oh, dude. Okay, so you don't do P and then C in the last name. Okay.
I could do that if you want. But...
I don't know. I told them first initial, whatever. It's all good.
Okay, that's fine.
I thought maybe PC stands for. Oh, the other question Nikki had, which, again, I don't know how relevant it is if she's not the one filling this out for the most part, but it says over here care assistant name. Oh, it has to be updated to care assistant. You mentioned that yesterday.
Yeah.
But regardless, it says care assistant.
Form. Here.
Well, fine, but it says care assistant. The question is, on these referrals, there is no care assistant name. She said it's called a.
No, I said there's no case manager. There's no case manager name.
No case manager. There's only a case.
Right. That's
right.
Why it's not required.
Okay, fine. So the care assistant is the case assistant, I guess. Okay.
Yeah, it's Melissa Tatar. A lot of them. Warren, it's 44483. Insurance, it's Care Stores, beautiful. Approved hours is 20 hours. Guys, this is rocking and rolling over here. Referral source is direction on broadcast. Case type is transfer, assigned to, let's do me. Patient has a small dog and a bird. Patient is a smoker. Referral from direction home broadcast. Oops. We expected with a SOC of 313 waiting on their response. I'm going to click submit. Once we do that, we're going to refresh this Rhonda's House intake sheet. It's automatically going to go to the status of new. See it right over here. Here. I'm going to attach this over here. Now it's attached, and I'm going to take my notes that I put in from intake notes, copy it, I'm going to click this, I'm going to paste it over here. Now this is the patient. The next thing for us to do is to just wait for both of these for the next day or two to see if we got it. And then from there, if we get it, then we'll work it. If we don't get it, we'll move it to requesting discharge. So far, so good.
Yeah.
Easy. Nikki, you're liking this, I see. You're seeing the flow. Rachel, what about you? You liking it?
Yes, I like it.
Nice. Nikki, what about you?
It's okay.
Okay, all right. Okay is better than bad. Okay, let's go through a few ones over here. Lexo Heather. So this is one that the nurse that we're, remind me, Nikki, about this one. What are we waiting on?
Who is it?
Here, look at my screen. Look at my screen. Lexo Heather, or Heather Lexo, really, to be right. Heather's the first name?
Oh, didn't we just get that one? We just got that yesterday.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to know? This is what Pearl is going through today.
Perfect. Thanks. That's all I want to know. I just want to go through everything.
She never, just so you know, she never answered her phone, though. But I told Pearl to just show up.
Okay, good. Good. That's what we want to hear. Let's see what else we have over here. Sophia Tirado. What's the update in this? Do we have an authorization for this guy?
Sophia, Perla just did her assessment yesterday.
Great. Rachel, no pressure, but pressure's on now to staff it.
Yeah, back when we get a staff. I honestly don't feel a lot of pressure.
Oh,
you
I'll
know?
Give you pressure then. No, we have, no, you got to feel
no,
pressure.
No.
You got to be careful what you say, Rachel.
No, I don't have any pressure in this department. The other one that I'm in, yes. But, no, I can get it staff. So I usually try to wait. Like, I don't have a problem getting Heather staff. Like, I'm working on it now, but it's a little bit hard. Do we know the time? Because I got Stephanie staff. I mean, not Stephanie, but what's her name? What's the other person's name that we just did, that we started for today, that she wanted started for today?
Heather?
Sophia. Sophia. So Sophia is staff.
Wait, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. She's good to go. I told you. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Oh, one second. Whoa. T. Yeah. Replay.
Sophie?
Rachel, what's going on? How's
yes.
it going? Sophia Tirado, what's the deal with the staffing?
Yes. Okay, so she is about 90% staff, and the reason I say 90% is because there are two caregivers that is on her schedule right now, but I'm waiting for our newest one, which is Jamie Robertson. I'm waiting for her to confirm whether she is going to take over the schedule completely. That's what I would like to do. She's supposed to start today, 1 o'clock.
Okay, what's the name of that caregiver?
Jamie Robertson.
Jamie, Robertson?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. So then, Rachel, look what we're doing over here, okay? Look at my screen.
Yes.
So I'm putting the patient dispatch. Caregiver Jamie Robertson will be taking this case. To start today, Rachel is working with her for her to take the case ongoing. I'm going to put that note in.
No question.
Under this staffing HR status, I'm going to write HR compliant, meaning that we found an aide and that aide is HR compliant. It's good to go. Okay?
Well, wait. Wouldn't it be the other one, which is aide found waiting to confirm? Because I'm waiting for her to confirm. Like, she's on there, but I just need to make sure she's going to take the entire 5 days.
Oh, great. So you're asking a very good question. Is she going today? And I'll explain. She's going today at 1 o'clock, right?
Yes.
Good. So she's taking the case. We're starting the case. Let's go into Access Care, and let's check it out over here for a second. Well, I'll explain to you why, because there will be times where we're going to use needs additional aid here, like over here, for example. Needs additional aid. Aid found waiting to confirm, or aid found needs HR. Right now, we have an aide who's ready to take this case. Here we go, Jamie Robertson. Now, she's going today, right? So once she clocks in, that's fine. Now, if we do need another aid, then we'll go back and we'll update the status. Meaning we'll come back over here, and we'll update it. Let's say this case, for example, over here. Kimberly Simpson, let's say it started, but we need a new aide. No problem. I'm going to switch it to needs aide. This is so we can all see. Feel me?
Yes.
Amazing. Great. So this one over here, Perla Wendt. Thank you for making that happen yesterday, Nikki. And to Jamie. Perfect. So this case is good to go. So now we're updating the status. As soon as the aide starts, Rachel, I want you to do it like this. I want you to send me a Slack. FYI, Judah, Sophia started. I'll take care of updating the statuses for now, just to make sure I want every, because it's a lot of statuses and learning and making sure we're doing the right thing. So I'll take care of updating the statuses for right now. Amazing.
Okay.
Very good. So that one's today. Now we have Heather, who we're hoping to start. Okay, now let's go to Heather. Okay? So, Rachel, do we have an aid for Heather?
No, but I'm working on it. I have someone in mind.
Working on an aid for Heather. What? What's so funny? Who's laughing? Nikki, you're laughing at me?
It's me, because I'm literally all over the place.
It's okay.
But, yeah.
It's good. Laughter is good. Laughter is good. Okay. Rachel's working on an aid for Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see something.
What is Heather's schedule? I guess that would be easier if I posted it. That would kind of be better.
Perfect. So right after this call, you could call Heather. And you can ask her.
Me or Nikki?
You guys can fight it out, but one of you. So. All right.
But what do we need to know? What's the question?
Her schedule that she would want, like a time frame.
Right. Did Perla do her assessment already?
I think this is for Lexo. When is that? After she gets off from her?
Oh, that's today.
Okay.
Perla will have that today.
Okay, I don't see it on the calendar.
I'm sorry?
Look at the screen over here. I don't see her on the calendar.
You don't see who?
Perla for Heather.
Perla? Well, yesterday was so late. Perla probably forgot to just add her on there. But I will get on there and add her. We can.
Awesome. We're going to do it right now.
Just a question.
Well, I thought Richard was saying Sophia's schedule.
No, Sophia,
right?
We're good. We have Sophia. But I want Rachel to work on staffing Heather. They said we can start it a staff, meaning... As soon as possible. We obviously have a service plan, but we're hoping to have that on Friday. So that's what we're asking. Make sense?
Yeah.
Awesome. How do I add Pearl over here?
Click on it. Right there on that visit. Just click on it and then, hold on. I have to make the screen bigger. I'm multitasking. So you're going to go to reason for modification. You're going to put assessment or initial assessment.
Perfect.
And then you're going to put the time.
Nikki, it's 3:30?
You can put 3:30. She says she'd be there by 4.
Perfect.
And then you're going to assign the caregiver, which will be Perla.
Perla Ramirez?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you're going to choose a service, which is going to be the RN assessment.
Dunskis, how you doing? Mike, you see this? I'm scheduling people. I didn't know I was capable of doing that. How you doing? And what would you put in for a visit, like for a regular caregiver?
It would be until we get their actual service plan, like it's going to be under that, yep, which you just chose.
And reason for modification would be what?
Just put no change, disregard.
I'm just putting it there just so we have it. Okay, good. So over here, Rachel, we're going to schedule today around 3:30, 4 p.m. Okay, so guys, look, magic can happen because so far this week, we started our good friend Jamie Bowers, and hopefully we're starting Sophia today. That's 2. And hopefully we're starting Lexo on Friday. That's 3. And hopefully we're starting Delene Rocks tomorrow. That's four. How you doing?
Incredible.
Nice.
The only thing we need is this Perla for tomorrow, whatever. Obviously, we need the service plan for all these cases, but it's awesome. Good stuff happening. All right. What questions do you guys have for me? Nothing. Awesome. Nikki, what about you?
No, I don't have anything.
Come on. Someone's got to have a question. Make me feel, like, useful over here.
You're kind of like a one-man show.
Okay. Thank you. No, you don't have to make up a question. That's fine. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to rock and roll over here. Keep me posted, Rachel, please, about the staff for Heather. Who's calling to find out the schedule, Nikki or Rachel?
That's what I was asking when you guys were talking about a schedule. For which client, Sophia?
No, Heather.
For Heather.
So then I'll ask again. Didn't Perla do that assessment?
No, she did Sophia.
When is Heather's?
Today.
Heather's the one at Bristolville.
Okay. So we can call her, but if she, number one, she ain't going to answer the phone. I've been trying to get in touch with her since yesterday, but I'll call her. But normally we have all that information in the folder, and Perla reviews their schedules with them because sometimes if the case managers say their hours are flexible, so that's what we try to go with. So I can call her, but she's not answering her phone. It's up to you guys.
Okay, so that's what
but Perla always gets that.
Good. So
I'm sorry?
Nikki, yeah. So, Nikki, you call. But in general, what I want to do going forward is once we know the hours, I want it to be that we know the schedule, again, if the patient answers the phone. Because right now, if we knew the schedule, Rachel could work on staffing the case for the 6 hours that patient Heather is approved for, right? So that by the time Perla goes, all Pro has to do is say, yep, we have an aide, John, whatever is going to be your aide. Great, great caregiver. These are the hours that you told Rachel that you wanted. I just wanted to confirm that those are good to go. Because otherwise, if we only could have to wait for Perla, that means we're going to be waiting until tomorrow for Rachel to even work on staffing. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yes and no for me because the hours are on that paper, but we'll say for now, yeah, it makes sense.
No, Nikki. I want to make sure you understand we're all on the same page here. The only thing that it says on that paper is 6 hours. We want to confirm, do they want it on Monday and Friday, Sunday and Saturday, Tuesday and Thursday? What do they want? Because otherwise, Rachel has no way of staffing. 6 out of 168 hours of the week is just a shot in the dark, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Make sense?
Yep.
Awesome. So, Nikki, two things. Once you speak with them, after you call the patient, whether you get through or not, I want you to go over here on the smart sheet. Look, if you see on my screen over here, click this conversation. You're going to write a note over here. And then you can either hit enter or you can hit the little blue box over there and then send me a Slack. Okay?
Okay.
Amazing. Very good. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.